Here in the United States on this Memorial Day weekend, President Bush's Democratic challenger, John Kerry, is focusing on national security. After delivering a speech on national security in Seattle, Kerry met with veterans in Green Bay, Wisconsin yesterday. But as NPR's David Wellner reports, Kerry continues to speak gingerly about the war in Iraq.
In an exhibition hall right next to the Green Bay Packers football stadium, confetti dropped onto a crowd of more than 1,000 veterans and their families, and the music was gleeful. Despite all the gaiety, there was also a mood of exasperation at last night's rally for John Kerry. The issue was Iraq, and a fellow Vietnam veteran named Charlie Wolden pointed to Kerry as the solution.
I can testify that John Kerry has the leadership to bring us out of the quicksand and quagmire of Iraq.
But far from offering a plan for getting out of Iraq, Kerry simply stated what he would not do.
I will be a president who never sends our troops into harm's way without enough troops to get the job done and without a plan to win the peace. We need to do that.
Kerry made no mention of the recent revelations of Iraqi prisoners being abused by U.S. troops. It was a clear contrast with the last Democrat to run for president, Al Gore, who in a New York speech Wednesday blasted the administration's most senior officials for the Abu Ghraib scandal.
How dare the incompetent and willful members of this Bush-Cheney administration humiliate our nation and our people in the eyes of the world and in the conscience of our own people. How dare they subject us to such dishonor and disgrace?
Gore was speaking at an event sponsored by the liberal political action group MoveOn.org. Carleton College political scientist Stephen Scheer says Kerry on the campaign trail is far more constrained than former candidate Gore is these days.
John Kerry has a very different audience he has to pitch this to. He has to unify Democratic partisans and also appeal more broadly to swing voters on Iraq. And I don't think you can do that by taking a hardline anti-war position. It is a difficult political situation for John Kerry, and I think he will try and address it with his customary nuance. Whether you can use nuance effectively in such a situation, though, remains to be seen.
Kerry is further constrained by the fact that he voted in the Senate to leave it up to President Bush to decide on invading Iraq. Last night, he faulted the president for not lining up enough allies to fight there.
In Iraq, everyone understands. Even the president admitted it finally just the other day in his speech when he said it would be better to have our allies with us. I mean, where have we been for the last 2 years, folks? Ask any troop over there how much better it would be to have our allies by our side. Ask any taxpayer in America how much better off we'd be not to be spending billions of dollars over there rather than here in the United States.
In a conference call to reporters yesterday on behalf of the Bush-Cheney campaign, Arizona Republican Senator John Kyle allowed things could be quite different with Kerry calling the shots.
It's quite possible that there would be a greater convergence of the international community, particularly the European countries that are leading the European Union, with a John Kerry administration, but not because he could persuade them to the American point of view, but that he would be accepting of their point of view. That would not be good for America.
But Kerry's carefully calibrated stance on Iraq seemed to sell well last night in Green Bay. Cindy's a 46-year-old independent who came undecided and left a Kerry supporter.
I think we should get out of Iraq. I don't think Bush is trying to do that. And I like what Kerry said tonight.
Gary Latvina, a 51-year-old farmer and registered Democrat, also liked Kerry's message on Iraq.
It's what I wanted to hear, and what I'm hearing from Bush is not working. And that's the big difference. I mean, it's pretty simple. Bush hasn't thought this policy out. He didn't give it time to develop. And Kerry was right. We should have taken our time. We should have listened to other people. We should have worked with them to work these things through.
Several other Democrats said they expect Kerry will have much more to say about Iraq only later. David Wallner, NPR News, Green Bay, Wisconsin.